Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working round the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers working double time right now trying to get Christmas presents delivered. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 IBEW workers out there grinding right now. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local funeral home workers out there. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And all my front rear loan truck drivers out there, if I didn't mention you. Shout out to my guy Larry, one time for the one time. But a lot to get into this morning. We got a big weekend happening in not only the city of Atlanta, a big week that'll trickle into to next week, obviously, with the Falcons playing on Monday Night Football, and we're going to talk about the Falcons here to kick things off. As Raheem Morris, he was on with Dukes and Bell for his weekly interview, and it usually is Wednesday, but this week it was Thursday because the Falcons obviously don't play until Monday, as we just mentioned. So we're going to let you hear what he had to say and talk about him standing 10 toes down for Kirk Cousins. We're going to let you hear from Raheem here in just a few minutes. Obviously, Hawks got a big game, could have a couple of big games this weekend. Really, it would be Saturday. Tomorrow, they have their semifinal game against the Milwaukee Bucks. And then if they make it to the championship, am I right? Is the championship game Tuesday? There you go, Tuesday. Okay, the championship game would be on Tuesday. They would face the winner of the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That is the semifinal game for the NBA Cup on the Western Conference side of the bracket. And then obviously it's Hawks and Bucks on the Eastern Conference side of the bracket in the semifinal. Again, both of those games will be on Saturday. And you can hear Hawks-Bucks right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of your Atlanta Hawks, with pregame coverage, by the way, ding, as Mike Johnson would get on me. Pregame coverage is starting at 4 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Atlanta Hawks Radio Network. And tip-off will be shortly after 4:30 with Steve Holman on the call. But, again, circling back to the Atlanta Falcons, Raheem Morris joined Dukes and Bell yesterday for his weekly visit. The fellas was up at Flowery Branch. And again, Raheem Morris staying 10 toes down with Kirk Cousins. And the first one I want to let you hear from is him talking about how the Falcons have a plan. They started their plan, and they're sticking to their plan. Kirk Cousins is there right now. These are all things Raheem Morris was saying yesterday to Dukes and Bell. He is not wavering one bit. He's not leaving it open-ended. He's not leaving the door cracked open just a little bit and leaving a scenario to say, well, if this happens, then maybe you'll see Michael Penix. No, Raheem Morris is standing 10 toes down for Kirk Cousins. And I like it. Like, I understand why you stick with Kirk Cousins. And again, we talked about this before. I think this is a game for Kirk Cousins to get right. I think this is a game for the entire Falcons team, not just Kirk Cousins, to get right. This should be a get-right game for the Falcons. We said that yesterday. So I am all for him sticking with Kirk Cousins because, look, if you believe Michael Penix would have success against the Raiders, then you should probably believe that Kirk Cousins could have success against the Raiders as well. Again, no shade, just truth. The Raiders are not that good, y'all. They're just not. We are better than them. We're more talented than them. We should win this game with either Kirk or Michael Penix at the helm. I would feel confident with either one at the helm. And with that being said, with Kirk being our guy and Kirk being the plan of right now, like you're about to hear Raheem Morris say, it just makes sense to stick with Kirk Cousins, try to get him to bounce back, try to get him back in that rhythm that he was in during Kirktober, and stick with him and let him figure things out. But let's first hear from Raheem Morris talking about how their plan is Kirk Cousins right now.
You started off with a plan. We have a plan. I love the plan. The plan is where we're at, right? Penix is our future, and he is a good-looking future. He is bright because I can understand the excitement behind everybody and wanting to do those things. But, like, Kirk, we said, is out right now, and he's out right now to figure us out how to get through the season and win football games and get us in the playoffs. And you can't forget the fact that you're still right here in the hunt where you're at.
There you go. Can't forget where you're at. Can't forget what is still at stake for the Falcons. Can't forget that the Falcons are still in the mix to make the postseason. They can still win the division. Now it's a little murkier than it was before for sure, but they still have everything in front of them, and they can still accomplish everything that they want to accomplish and set out to accomplish at the beginning of this season. So, again, it's been bad. Kirk Cousins has not played well. Again, we all know the stat. Last four games, zero touchdowns, eight interceptions. We know. But we have to, again, if Raheem Morris is sticking with Kirk Cousins, again, you can want to move on from Kirk Cousins, and it's understandable. You heard Raheem Morris says that, you know, he understands the excitement behind Michael Penix. But if you are a Falcons fan, I challenge you with this, and I challenge you to do this. Raheem Morris has let you know Kirk Cousins is the guy. He's let you know 2 weeks in a row now. Are you going to continue to be that supportive Falcons fans and continue to try and pick up and support Kirk Cousins? Or are you just going to go the opposite way and go heel and like, no, it's supposed to be Michael Penix right now? I'm going to stand by my guy Big Kirko and hope he can figure it out against the Raiders. Now, again, if he has another bad game against the Raiders, we'll see. And actually, speaking of that, Raheem Morris actually talked about that as well, too. What kind of some sort of about that with the fellas as well, because they asked him if Kirk throws more interceptions, then will Penix get in? You know, shout out to Dukes and Bell. They're digging. They're trying. They're asking the questions y'all want to know the answers to. And they were asking Raheem again yesterday, all right, he's the guy this week, but if he has another bad game, throw some more interceptions, will it then be Michael Penix time?
You know, the line in my mind is to stop from throwing the interceptions. You know, let's eliminate the turnovers, right? I mean, we're talking about a guy who went on through for 344 yards last week. He had two turnovers that he threw. He threw one interception that he once back. The other one he left out there a little bit too much later in the game that he was throwing to Cal. And the other turnovers was us on special teams, and really us on two on special teams, because that other one I counted as a turnover was from the turnover. It's from the field goal block.
There you go. So he's sticking with Michael Penix. That's a I don't know how much clearer he needs to be, but I mean, sticking with Kirk Cousins. Didn't mean to say Michael Penix. He's sticking with Kirk Cousins. He said Michael Penix is our future, and he's a really good future, but he's still the future. So he is 10 toes down for Kirk Cousins right now. And again, it's understandable that it's very understandable if you want to see Michael Penix. I get it. I wouldn't mind it either. But if Raheem Morris has that confidence in Kirk Cousins, then I'm going to stick with that and have that confidence in Kirk Cousins. And then the plus two, I genuinely believe, not just because Raheem Morris has said it, but I genuinely believe myself that either Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins, didn't matter who would be in there, but I believe either one of them would have a good game against the Raiders. And so why not let it be Kirk Cousins? And again, with the Falcons still in the hunt, still in the playoff mix, I don't think there was ever really a chance that we were going to see Michael Penix. Now, again, if there comes a point where the Falcons are out of it mathematically before the season ends and it's not the last game of the season, then might be a different story. Then you might see Michael Penix, because why not? You have nothing to lose at that point, and you might as well see what you got. And that means if you are mathematically out of it before the regular season ends, it means you lost more games, and you know that means Kirk Cousins probably didn't play all that well, and you know then it definitely will be Michael Penix time. But that's not the case, and I don't think that will be the case. So we move, and the Falcons move with Kirk Cousins. I want to let you hear one more from Raheem Morris as well, too, talking about if they would at least, again, trying to get the answers on Michael Penix here. Dukes and Bell asked Raheem Morris on if they would at least have a package for Michael Penix Jr., and here was his response.
Mike's not like the Justin Fields package kind of guy.
He's a drop-back passer. Thing.
Mike's a drop-back passer. So that would be a different deal. You know, like if we had somebody that was the zone read runner or something like that, that's a completely different ordeal. You know, that would be not what we drafted. That would be not what our guy is. Our guy is a franchise quarterback that's going to step into the position at some point and lead us to where he needs to lead us.
Yeah, I completely agree with Raheem Morris. That's not Michael Penix's back. He's not a package QB. When it's his time to go in there, he'll go in there and he'll run the offense in its entirety, period. He's not a gimmick quarterback. You don't put him in there to run the RPO. You don't put him in there to run the Wildcat or any jet sweeps or things like that. And it's not what you do. So I completely agree with Raheem Morris' thought process on, no, it's not what's going to happen when his number is called and he's going to be that starting QB, or if he has to get called in because of injury, knock on whatever this table is made out of. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But when he gets called in and it's his time, it's going to be fully his time. He's not going to go in there to, again, be a gimmick or a package quarterback. That's, again, it's not his bag. It's not his game. He's a drop-back passer who can run. He does have mobility for sure, but he is a traditional drop-back passer. That's his bag. So we'll see what the Falcons do Monday against the Raiders. We'll start to break more of the game down, like the X's and O's of the game itself. We've done it a little bit this week, but we'll continue to do it more on Monday because we got an extra day to talk about the game. So it'll be interesting to see what the Falcons do Monday against the Raiders. But again, Raheem Morris making it clear, Kirk Cousins is the guy. And matter of fact, we got a little bit of time. We can let you hear from a cut or two from Kirk Cousins as well, as he spoke to the media. And I wanted to let you hear from Kirk Cousins talking about how he may have been forcing things too much and not wanted to force things too much going into next week and playing more to fundamentals. And I think this is important because part of Kirk Cousins' problem, I think, over the last few weeks and the trouble he's run into with the interceptions, I think part of the reason why that's been happening is because he has been trying to force things a little too much. Part of that is because he has had no choice to, because the Falcons have been down in games. But another part of that is the guy that Kirk Cousins is, he wants to take some chances. He does at points want to push the ball down the field, and he takes risks sometimes, and he's gotten burned by those risks. If you go back to, what was that, week five, that was a Thursday night game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He throws that pass that he even said after the game wasn't a good look and wasn't a good read and wasn't probably a good throw. It was a risky throw by him. The one that he threw to Darnell Mooney, and Darnell just went up the ladder and grabbed it and caught it for a touchdown. If you remember after the game, he said that wasn't a good throw and that wasn't a good read by him, but he put his guy up to bat. He does that, and he did that. I don't know if I think that might have been the Chargers game. He tried to put Drake London up to bat. It might have been last week, but either way it goes, he tried to put Drake London up to bat in a similar situation on that Darnell, like a similar type of throw and a similar type of play of that Darnell Mooney play that went for a touchdown against the Bucs. He tried to do that with Drake London, and it ended up in an interception. So he does try to, at times, push the ball in the tight windows, push the ball down the field when it's not necessarily the best read or the best throw, the best look. So he talked about that yesterday, talking to the media, and talked about how, you know, this week he's going to try not force things too much and play more to his fundamentals. Here's Big Kirko.
At times I wonder if I'm trying to go make the play, you know, and make it happen instead of letting it happen, certainly. So there's that. And then I think the times it's just fundamentals. Hey, late in the down, you know, can you tuck it and run? Can you throw it away? I mean, these are not new quarterback fundamentals, but they're ones that, you know, I could afford to apply better the last few weeks and moving forward. So those are a couple thoughts.
I actually really like to hear that from, because it sounds like he was pressing over the last few weeks as that losing streak started to build. Maybe he's feeling more pressure. And again, you hear him say there, maybe he got more focused on trying to make the play than letting the play happen. And that's what happens when, again, you start going on a losing streak. In Kirk's case, you start not to play that well individually. You start to struggle individually as well. And all those things kind of snowball together. And then an avalanche happens and you got zero touchdowns, eight interceptions in your last four games. So Kirk Cousins getting back to his roots this week, keeping it simple, stupid, might be the best thing he can do. And it seems like he's in that mindset. So, again, I am very confident right now in Kirk Cousins having a bounce-back game against the Raiders of Las Vegas. So, we'll see, and we'll obviously continue to break down this game as we push forward to Monday, getting you ready for Monday Night Football between the Falcons and the Raiders. And you already know, you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of your Atlanta Falcons. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, about 5 minutes from now, let's get into a little bit of basketball. Hawks, Bucks, NBA Cup semifinals. Can the Hawks continue their hot streak? We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. I guess you can technically, if you want to, call it like a Falcons Friday, even though it'll be a Falcons Monday because they play on Monday Night Football. But, you know, whatever floats your boat. But we're here vibing out on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you all tuning in. Appreciate everybody that's on their way to work, already at work, that's tuned in right now. Appreciate you. Thank you to everybody who is on their way to the gym, already at the gym right now, tuned in. I appreciate you as well. Hey, go ahead, get that last set in before work. Get that last pump in. You know what I'm saying? You can do it. Go a little heavier. Go ahead, push yourself. You know what I'm saying? But thank you to everybody who's listening at the gym right now. Appreciate everybody that is listening in the bed right now, too, or at home getting ready for work. I appreciate you as well because I know you're out there. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Download that free Odyssey app, by the way, on your smartphone or any of your smart devices, because if you are up early this morning for whatever reason and you're not usually up this early, guess what? You like the show? One, thank you. Two, you can listen to the show, and it doesn't have to be at 5 a.m. It can be at 5 p.m. after you get off work. With that free Odyssey app, you can go back and listen to my show and all the other great shows in their entirety on Sports Radio 929 The Game. So you just download the free Odyssey app, search 929 The Game. You can go back and listen to my show. You can go back and listen to Morning Shift, Andy and Randy, Steakhouse, Dukes and Bell, all the great shows on Sports Radio 929 The Game. You can catch them in their entirety on the free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to them. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews on all the great shows here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. You can do that with the free Odyssey app. So download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. Let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta Hawks. Before we do that, I do have to make one housekeeping announcement. Speaking of announcements, we're making a significant announcement here, a big announcement here on Sports Radio 929 The Game on the Steakhouse at 1020 today. By the way, Steakhouse will be at Whataburger in Buford, I believe it is. Yes, Whataburger in Buford. Got to get the location right so you know where to go. Free Breakfast Friday at Whataburger this morning. So make sure you spend your Free Breakfast Friday at Whataburger. You can get a free breakfast sandwich. So go over to the Whataburger in Buford. Say, well, the Steakhouse. My guy Day-Day will be there with Steaky and Sandra. So go hang out with them. Get you a free breakfast sandwich and have yourself a good time and a good start to your Friday. But there will be a significant announcement. I don't know what it is. I genuinely don't know what it is. And the only way to find out is to listen to 1020. That's what I'll be doing. That's what you should be doing as well, because it's a big announcement here for the radio station. But with that being said, let's transition over to the Hawks. They play the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. Again, pregame going to be right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. You'll have your Atlanta Hawks Radio Network pregame show starting at 4, tip shortly after 4:30 as they take on Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, the Hawks have already beaten the Bucks this season earlier in the year, and I'm hoping they can get the job done again. And they're going to try and they're going to try and keep their four-game road win streak alive when they face Milwaukee on the road. But they're going to be in Vegas. It's still technically going to be a road game. It's kind of a neutral site game, road game, whatever you want to call it. I guess technically it's a neutral site. But anywho, they'll be in Viva Las Vegas to take on the Bucks. Bucks have gone 11-10 against Eastern Conference opponents this season. Milwaukee is 4-6 against opponents over 500. So they struggled against the good teams. They've struggled against the better teams in the NBA. And guess what? One of the better teams in the NBA Let's go ahead and keep it a buck. It's the Atlanta Hawks, especially the way they're playing right now. The Hawks, 10-6 against Eastern Conference opponents, and they rank third in the league with 13 offensive rebounds per game, led by Clint Capella, the big man. Even though, again, I cringe a little bit whenever he tries to finish around the rim, he's still doing his thing on the glass, and he's still grabbing boards, and he's grabbing offensive rebounds, averaging 3.7 offensive rebounds per game. And that's going to be huge in this game. And that's why I bring it up. Rebounding. The Hawks have been such a good rebounding team all season long. Jalen Johnson grabs boards like nobody's business. Obviously, I told you about Clint Capella grabbing boards like nobody's business. They're going to have to do a very good job of keeping Giannis, Brooke Lopez, and the rest of the Milwaukee Bucks off the glass. Don't want to, especially when the Bucks are on offense, you do not want to give a solid Milwaukee Bucks team any second chance opportunity. So they have to get in there and make sure they are limiting the Bucks to one shot, one possession. Don't give them any second chance opportunities. Don't let them get any second chance points. So rebounding is going to be huge. And we do have, I'm not going to say Giannis Antetokounmpo's kryptonite because the Greek Freak is still the Greek Freak, but we have a guy on our squad who has been pretty good and one of the guys who is better at neutralizing and limiting Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm talking about Onyeka Okongwu. He does a good job on Onyeka Okongwu because he can go out there and he can guard Giannis Antetokounmpo on the perimeter. And credit to Giannis. Giannis has become definitely a better ball handler, definitely a better mid-range jump shooter. I guess maybe a little bit better of a three-point shooter. I have to go look at his numbers exactly, but I don't think he's improved that much as far as three-point shooting. And he definitely has gotten a little bit better as far as like his mid-range goes, but not necessarily his three-pointer. But the point being, Onyeka Okongwu in the past and in past matchups with the Bucks, and when he's been asked to guard Giannis Antetokounmpo, Onyeka Okongwu has stepped up to the plate and been really, really good at least limiting and neutralizing what Onyeka Okongwu, I keep mixing them up, what Giannis Antetokounmpo can do. So hopefully Onyeka can do another good job of limiting Giannis and taking him away a little bit. So that'll be important, and it'll be definitely important, like I said, with the Hawks trying to crash the glass and making sure the Bucks don't get any second chance points and just don't grab a whole lot of rebounds overall. Speaking of three-pointers, talking about that just a second ago, the Bucks averaging 14.3 made three-pointers per game this season, and 1 point, and then the Hawks, that's 1.5 fewer makes than the Hawks allow. The Hawks are allowing 15.8 three-pointers per game, so the Hawks are obviously going to have to step up when it comes to making sure they're not giving up as many three-pointers. But again, today's NBA is kind of teams just shooting three-pointers, so that is what it is there. Hawks are shooting 46.1 from the field, and that is almost a percent higher than the Bucks opponents have shot this season. So Hawks have done a good job all season long of getting good shots, moving the ball until they get a good shot, and hopefully that continues tomorrow when they take on the Bucks. Trey averaging 21 points per game, 3.9 rebounds, too, for the Hawks. So he's gotten in there as far as rebounding go. The Bucks, we are taking on a hot Bucks team. Just like the Hawks have been hot, the Bucks have been hot over the last 10 games. They're 8-2, averaging 117.5 points per game, 41.4 rebounds, 25.5 assists, 6.6 steals, 5.3 blocks, while shooting 50.5% from the field. And they've held their opponents to 111 points per game. But the Hawks have been hot in their own regard. They're 7-3 in their last 10, averaging 119 points per game, 49 rebounds, 31.5 assists, almost 10 steals at 9.9, 4.9 blocks per game as well, while shooting 46.7% from the field. Their opponents have averaged 818 points per game. So, look, it's going to sound crazy what I'm about to say, but honestly, it's the truth right now about this Atlanta Hawks team. Their defense is carrying them. Dyson Daniels, what he does on the defensive end, and I'm sure he'll get the assignment of either a Chris Middleton or Drew Holiday's not there anymore, but he'll get either the assignment of a Chris Middleton, and we'll see what he's able to do. He'll probably get the assignment of Damian Lillard. It's hard for me to remember that Damian Lillard is on the Bucks, but Dyson Daniels probably be on. Damian Lillard will probably see a Zachary Risachet, maybe on Chris Middleton, and DeAndre Hunter, when he's in the game, he'll probably guard a Chris Middleton. So that'll be interesting matchups to watch there. But it's the Hawks defense that is carrying them right now. So, again, limiting the Bucks' second chance opportunities, limiting, trying to limit how many three-pointers they take, or, you know, at least with them taking three-pointers, because, again, the NBA today is a lot of three-point shooting. Let's just be honest about what today's game is. Making sure they are all contested. Not wide-open threes, but making sure you got a hand up, you hit somebody's grill when they're hoisting up a three. So all that going to be very important. And then, again, hopefully the Hawks can get out of their shooting funk a little bit, because they have been in a bit of a shooting funk. But, again, with them playing such good defense, their defense has led to their offense, and them playing good defense has led to them getting good shots on offense. And that's really what you want to do when it comes to basketball. You want to play good defense that leads to easy points on offense, and that's what they've been able to do over the last 10 games and over the last couple of weeks here, and hopefully they can continue to do that. And viva Las Vegas when they take on the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. But I feel good about where the Hawks are at. They're fun to watch. And look, even if they don't beat the Bucks on Saturday, I still feel really good about what this Hawks team can do down the stretch. And again, don't want to put too much expectations on them, because they are having a good run right now. They are still a young team, and they still make their mistakes in game, and, you know, they'll have their stretches, but it seems like everybody is bought into what Quinn Snyder is selling, so that is good, and it just seems like this team is just gelling. Looks like they're having fun playing together. They like playing together, and all the pieces fit. We talked about a lot last season about how the Hawks puzzle just wasn't – the pieces weren't fitting together. This Hawks puzzle fits pretty well together, so – hopefully they can continue their hot ways. So go Hawks. Why not them? Why not make it to the NBA Cup Finals? Go ahead and do your thing and get you some extra money in your pocket. By the way, speaking of money, the Hawks have already secured an extra $100K, because you automatically get an extra $100K in that bank account when you make it to the NBA Cup semifinals. So they at least got $100K, but why not make it more? We'll see. All right. You know what time it is when we come back. It is time for Grillin' Dylan. Whatever you want to talk about, we can do it next. 404-726-0929 is the number. You want to talk about the Falcons, we can do that. You want to talk about the Hawks, we can do that. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Call me up right now, 404-726-0929. Music, movies, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about, we'll do it next on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Friday. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate you all that are on your way to work, already at work, that are tuned in. Appreciate everybody that is on their way to the gym, already at the gym, that's tuned in. Appreciate everybody that's getting ready for work at home, listening in the bed maybe even, because I know you're out there too. I know you people out there that are listening in the bed. Appreciate you as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. We got some interesting matchups in the NFL before we get to Grillin' Dylan. It was a good but sloppy, rainy, ugly game, but it was still a competitive game. So to me, that made it good. Between the Rams and the 49ers, and the Rams with four field goals beat the San Francisco 49ers 12-6, the final score. It's not a score you feel like you usually see in this NFL, but that was it again. No touchdowns, four field goals for the Rams, two field goals for the 49ers, and the 49ers, again, just an injury-riddled, ugly season for them. They fall to 6-8. Rams, though, now up to 8-6. If you're a Falcons fan, you're actually probably rooting for the 49ers, though, to keep the Rams at 7, hoping the Rams get to 7-7, and you want to keep everybody bunched up together as much just in case you might want to, you know, have a chance to get the wild card. But that's looking a little far-fetched now, but we'll see. Still some games to be played, obviously, and the Falcons, look, they still got to handle their business, so you can't even really worry about what everybody else has going on. But as far as other games happening this weekend, you have the Eagles and the Steelers matching up. You got the Bills going to Detroit to take on the Lions. You have some really fun games in the NFL this weekend. Let's see what else we got here. Any other good games? Commanders and Saints maybe could. Well, actually, no, Derek Carr's hurt, so that game probably won't even be that good. We'll see. Dolphins-Texans, that should be a good one. The Dolphins are playing better as of late, so you feel good about Tua maybe getting that offense going with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle against the Texans team that has been just okay. They've been middle of the road. They've eked out a lot of close victories, but look, good on them. A win is a win is a win. You would just hope the Falcons could have eked out some of their closer games. Colts-Broncos should be a fairly good game as well, too. Obviously, the Broncos are playing well, but the Colts, they seem like they're getting things together a little bit. So Dolphins traveling to Houston to take on the Texans should be good. Colts traveling to Denver to take on the Broncos should be a good one. Like I said, Bills at Lions, 10-3. Bills team coming off a crazy game against the Rams. That should be a fun one. And the Lions, obviously, the darlings of the NFL right now, 12-1, going to try to make it 13-1, and that'll be, what, 12 straight for the Lions, too, if they can win that one. A huge game for us that we all as Falcons fans will be watching on Sunday, rooting for the Chargers. Buccaneers taking on the Chargers, and that one will be at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, and we all want the Chargers to win, drop the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down to 7-7 that way. Hopefully, if we win, we take care of business against the Raiders, we'll improve to 7-7 and be back atop the NFC South. The Steelers at 10-3 will travel to the 11-2 Eagles. Told you about that one. Packers, Seahawks, that'll be a good game. Packers at 9-4, Seahawks at 8-5. The Packers will be in Seattle amongst the 12th man to take on the Seahawks. So a lot of good games happening this week in the NFL. But while we got a few minutes left here, let's go ahead and get to it. You know what time it is. It's time for Grillin' Dylan. .404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports, whatever you want to talk about. You got a couple minutes to talk about that right now here on Grillin' Dylan here on the Hometown Take with your boy, Dylan Matthews. All right, let's go ahead and get right to it. Let's head out to a truck that contains a guy known as Bigfoot, but he's also known as Mike. Mike, a.k.a. Bigfoot, is in the truck listening, man. What's going on, Mike? What's on your mind, brother?
What it do, brother? Jalen, what's happening?
What's happening, man? How we feeling, brother?
Hey, man, doing good early this morning ride. You know what I'm saying? Got to get your stuff there by the Christmas holiday. You know what I mean?
That's right, man. You doing the Lord's work right now. You really that version of Big Sam. You want to St. Nick's helpers. You know what I'm saying? Making sure you get the presents out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So check this out, man. Well, I say it ain't all on purpose. That's what everybody needs to know. Everything is not on purpose.
Absolutely.
Boy, he about to baby snap my mustache off, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. I think I got one half right now.
Oh man.
And I was listening to the show yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. They was talking about how they said if the Raiders win with Ritter, that'll be a slap in the face. I forgot the guys that were talking about it yesterday. No, I was like, oh man, come on.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a rough one, man. I'm a season ticket holder, so I miss a lot of games because I be on the road. My wife and my kids be there to take the ticket and go. But man, let me tell you, it's rough, dog. I hate to say it, I don't want it to be a nail biter, but it's like a nail biter, man. So you know how I heard it, man. It can be on 1 minute, it can be off.
Right.
On and then off. And I'm like, please be on this side.
So,
what, we got four more games?
Yep, four more games.
Yeah,
yep.
Total game?
Yes, sir.
And we in the hunt, right?
Yeah, we in the hunt. We at 6-7, a game behind, really like a half a game behind Tampa Bay because we got the tiebreaker. But, yeah, man, it's really to a scenario where we got to win out, brother. It's really to that scenario where we got to win out.
All right, brother, I'm going to let you go ahead and go. I know you got more callers. And one thing before I let you go, man.
Yes, sir.
I love you, show.
And
I've been listening for a long time. This is my first time calling. Hey, and man, I know Sneed going to call in a minute with that bull crap.
Hey, you know
man,
how I get.
Have me so hot.
Right.
God, it's Friday, so I know Sneed probably has somebody waiting to call in. So, hey, man, y'all blessed weekend. And enjoy these games, and I'm going to holler at you next week, brother.
Hey, I'll holler at you next week, Mike. I appreciate you, brother. Be blessed, and have a great weekend as well. Don't work too hard out there in truck, Mike. I appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend. All right. That's actually all we got time for. We're going to leave off on that positive note right there because Mike said everything that needed to be said, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to let Mike drop the mic, and we're going to hand things off to the morning shift, and we'll see what Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan, just them two, Tiffany Blackman out on assignment. So we got the backwards hat brigade edition of the morning shift when we come back. We'll see what Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan got coming up right after this, and we'll wrap things up on a great week of the Hometown Take on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.